Daf Memches. So continuing with what we were saying yesterday, we say that the halacha does not follow any of these halachos that, you know, you can join a baby in a cradle in a zimun, or a katan poreach, or things like that. The halacha is like none of those. Rather, who's eligible to join a zimun? The halacha follows of Nachman, who says that a katan who knows who he is davening to, who he's praying to, is allowed to join a zimun. And this is like the story of Abaye and Rava, who were with Rabba. And Abaye and Rava were very young at this point. And Rabba said, who do we bless? Who do we daven to? And they both answer, Hashem. Rabba says, where is he? And Rava pointed up towards the ceiling, and Abaye went outside and pointed up to the sky. Rava said, oh, you're both going to be big Talmidei Chachamim. Rava says that 9 people that ate bread and 1 person who ate a vegetable can form a zimun of 10. Reb Zera asked Reb Yehuda, all right, but what about 7 or 8 who ate bread? And we had either 2 or 3 that ate vegetables, and Reb Yehuda answered, no, that's fine. Reb Yirmiyah said, it's a good thing you didn't ask about 6, because obviously the whole thing is just that we need a majority. And by 6, obviously, if it's fine by 7 and 8, which constitutes a majority, by 6, it should also be fine because that constitutes a majority. However, Rav Zera says, no, 6 actually would not be good, because Rav Zera would say that he didn't ask about 6 because it needs to be a noticeable majority. So by 7 and 8, that, if we allow it, it's a noticeable majority. However, 6, you can't bring a proof to, because 6 is not a noticeable majority. King Yanai and his wife, the queen, were eating bread together, and this was after Yanai had killed all the Rabbanon because they disrespected him in some way, and he had no one to say benching for him. So the queen, he said to the queen, wow, if only we had someone to bench for us. And the queen said, if I bring you someone who can bench, will you swear that you won't kill him or harm him? Yanai, he swore, and she said, great. So she brought out her brother, Shimon ben Shetach, who was a big rabbi, and Yanai sat Shimon ben Shetach in between the king and the queen, and he said, look how much honor I'm showing you, Shimon ben Shetach, my brother-in-law. And Shimon ben Shetach said, no, it's not you that's showing me this honor, it's the Torah that honors me. And Yanai said to his wife, look, he doesn't accept any authority. So anyway, they gave Shimon ben Shetach the cup of wine for benching, and he said, well, I have to drink it so that I could be considered part of this meal. And so he downed the cup, and they brought him another cup, and he used that cup to bench after he had drank in the first cup. Reb Abba Bered Rav Chia Bar Abba says that Shimon ben Shetach was actually just doing this according to his own opinion, because Reb Yochanan says that one is not allowed to be motzi to fulfill the obligation for others for benching unless he eats a kezias of grain food with them. So Shimon ben Shetach, who just drank the cup of wine, would not be allowed to bench for these other people. However, we have a brisa which quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that one who entered a room with people that were eating, and he ate with them, even if he just ate a vegetable or a fig, he's able to be a part of their mezumin. He can join them. So how does that make sense? Because Rabbi Yochanan just said he can't do that. So we answer, no, he's allowed to join them in their zimun, but he's not allowed to lead the zimun unless he ate a kezias of grain. So this follows Rabbi Yochanan, which disagrees with what Shimon ben Shetach said. And similarly, Rava says the same thing, that the halacha is that one who ate a vegetable leaf or he drank wine is allowed to combine with a zimun, but someone who just ate a vegetable or drank wine or ate a fig or something like that is not able to lead. They have to eat a kezias of grain. Rav Nachman says that Moshe instituted the first bracha of benching when the man fell in the desert. Yoshua instituted the next bracha of Ve'al HaKol when they entered Eretz Yisrael. David and Shlomo instituted the third bracha of Rachem and Uvenei. David instituted the words Ayis Alamecha V'Ayis Alamirecha. Shlomo instituted the words Alabayis HaGadol V'Hakadosh. The fourth bracha of Hatov Umeitiv was instituted by the Rabbanon in Yavne to thank Hashem for the Haruge Beitar, which were basically Beitar was the city, and after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, the second temple, the Romans came in and they slaughtered the people in Beitar, and the Jews were not allowed to go in and bury these people for many, many years. Many years later, they came in and they were allowed to bury them, and they found that all of their bodies were perfectly, they didn't decompose or rot, they were perfectly preserved. And so Rav Masna says that the bracha of Hatov Umeitiv, the Hatov is thanking Hashem that their bodies didn't decay, and Umeitiv is thanking Hashem that they were able to bury them. So that's where this bracha comes from. The Brisa says, what's the order of benching? It starts with the bracha of Hazan, which is the first bracha Baruch, then the bracha Haaretz, which is Noda, Lecha, and Ve'al HaKol, then the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim, which is Rachem and Uvenei, then Hatov Umeitiv, and on Shabbos, you should start Rachim, Rachim Na, the normal way, because there was an alternate version where they would, instead of saying Rachim Na, they would say Nachmenu. So on Shabbos, you should say Rachim, and you say Ritzeh, the special insert for Shabbos, between Rachim Na and Uvenei. Rabbi Lazar says, you can actually say Ritzeh wherever you want in the benching. The Chachamim say that you can only say Ritzeh between Rachim Na and Uvenei. However, the Chacham and the Tanakhama seem like they're both saying the exact same thing. They have to say Ritzeh in between Rachim Na and Uvenei. Why are we quoting both of their opinions? So we answered, no, the difference is when someone accidentally said Ritzeh in the wrong spot. So according to the Tanakhama, you wouldn't have to go back and start all over because it's fine. It's just best to say it in the right spot. But according to the Chacham, they say you have to say Ritzeh between Rachim Na and Uvenei. And if you didn't, you would have to start your benching all over again. We have a braisa that says, what's the source for benching from the Torah? So say, V'achata v'zavata uv'erachta teaches the first bracha. Es Hashem Elokecha teaches that you need a zimun. Ala aretz teaches v'ala kol. Hatova teaches uvenei. Hatova hazeh asher nasan lach teaches the bracha of hatova meitiv. But then this is great, but this only teaches the bracha of, you know, after food, benching. Where do we learn brachos before? And we bring in a kal v'chomer that we've seen before, that when you're full, you have to praise Hashem and thank Hashem. So all the more so, kal v'chomer, when you're hungry, you should have to praise Hashem too. Rebbe says we can actually learn everything from here. V'achata v'savato v'reachta es Hashem lokecha teaches the first bracha of Baruch. Gadlu l'Hashem iti teaches that the Zimun, Ala Aretz teaches the bracha of Ala Kol, Hatova teaches the bracha of Uvenei, Hahara Tova Zev Alevanon teaches the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, and Asher Nasan Lach actually teaches the bracha Rishona, the bracha you make before you eat food, so we don't need the Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Uvarech Eslach Mecha Umeimecha, that Hashem, He will bless your bread and water. So instead of reading it as He will bless, you should read it as You will bless Hashem for the bread, and that's coming to obviously say that you should bless Him on the food before you eat, because it's only considered bread before you eat it. So you should bless Hashem for the food before you eat it, and that's where we learn the requirement for a bracha rishona. Rav Nosson says we actually can learn it from this very long answer that the woman gave to Shaul as he was looking for Shmuel, and they basically said, Shmuel's going to be found over here in this specific place, and everyone's going to wait for him to say a bracha before they all start eating the food. And so that explains how we see that there is a requirement for a bracha before food. But why do they have to give him such a long answer? So a few possible answers. The first is that it's the nature of women generally to talk more. Shmuel says that they want to gaze at Shaul's beauty. It was not Shmuel from the Navi, by the way. Rabbi Yochanan says that Hashem actually made them delay because one king is not going to encroach on another one's time. Meaning by even a second. Meaning that Shmuel's time to reign, because Shmuel was, you know, he was the head of the generation, Shmuel's time to reign had not ended yet, and Hashem wanted to give him his exact full amount of time reigning as leader before he brought Shaul in to be instated as the king, to be anointed as the king. So we have a braisa that asks, how do we know that there's a bracha on Torah? Rav Yishmael says, if you have to make a bracha on food, which is, you know, temporary life, olam hazeh, and kal v'chomer, all the more so, on Torah, which is for your olam haba, and it's your eternal life, all the more so, you should obviously have to make a bracha. Rav Chiya bar Nachmeni says the name of Rav Yishmael, that we actually learn it from Gzeira Shava, that the pasuk says, nasan by Torah, and it says, nasan by food. Just like by food we see you have to make brachos, so too on Torah you have to make brachos. Rav Meir says, how do we know that just as we bless Hashem for the good, that we also have to bless Hashem for the bad? So Pasuk says, Asher nasan lach Hashem Elokecha, that even when Hashem is acting with the name Elokecha, which Elokim usually denotes, it has the connotation of strict judgment and Hashem's attribute of judgment, while Hashem connotes His attribute of mercy. So even when Hashem is acting as Elokecha, as your judge, still you have to realize that He's really Hashem. It's all coming from His mercy, and you have to bless Hashem on whatever judgment He gives you. Rav Yehuda says we can learn that you have to say a bracha on Torah from the pasuk of the words that say Tova and Hatova. Hatova, Tova is talking about Torah, and Hatova is the requirement to say a bracha of Uvenei, and that's where we learn brachos on Torah and the bracha for Uvenei. Shkayach.